To call this meeting
Oh,
for
okay. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, the special meeting for January 27th. It's 8:30 a.m. Can we please have a roll call?
Yes, Vice Chair. Brian Haggerty.
Haggerty here.
Rebecca Jones.
Here.
Daniel Troy.
Here.
Samuel Mara.
Here.
Corinne Wilson.
Here.
There we, Vice Chair, we have a forum with 5 members present and 2 members absent. And we got advance notice that Member Sanchez and Boxman will not be here today.
Okay.
All right. Then if you could please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll lead. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Moving on to our statement of proceeding, the minutes. Item D, do we have any comments or changes to the minutes before I place the motion on the floor? Seeing none, I make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Sure.
All right, motion and second. All in favor. Oh, roll call, please.
Brian Haggerty.
Haggerty, aye.
Rebecca Jones.
Aye.
Daniel Troy.
Aye.
Samuel Merrill.
Aye.
Corinne Wilson.
Aye.
Vice Chair, that motion passes with members present and voting aye.
Okay, next item up is the formation of the consent calendar. Do we have any items to place on the consent calendar to be voted on today?
Vice Chair, there's no item to place on the consent calendar today.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item F. Do we have any public speakers today?
As of 7:30 this morning, I did not receive any requests for public communication speaker.
Okay. Moving on to G, the approval of the loan agreement between the City of Imperial Beach and the Imperial Beach Redevelopment Agency successor agency in order for the successor agency to pay certain enforceable obligations and administrative costs. Let's see here. Do we have any discussion on this? We have today Kendall Levin and Larissa Patros from the City of Imperial Beach. Do we have any questions on this item?
If we could just quickly review the nature of the agreement, when it was approved by the City of Imperial Beach, and just brief background. That's all I would request.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm Kendall Levin. I'm special counsel to the Imperial Beach successor agency and also the City of Imperial Beach. And with me is
Lily Flight. I'm the finance director for City of Imperial Beach.
So just to, and I appreciate the oversight board meeting, sort of special meeting, please. And staff, thank you. The successor agency and the city approved the loan agreement in December, on December 17th, 2024. The loan agreement relates to item number 48 on the ROPS 2526 in the amount of $1,315,920. The reason for the loan agreement and the loan is because there was an inaccuracy on the PPA 2122, which, as you all know, once there's a PPA determined, it reduces the amount of redevelopment property tax trust funds that are distributed to the successor agency to pay enforceable obligations. In this case, it reduced our RPTTF for the payment of ROPS items 2425. And so at this point, we're in the B phase of 2425. And without the RPTTF, the successor agency is going to be unable to make bond debt service payments in May and June. In addition, there was another inaccuracy through the cash balances. There was, by the DOF, there was assumed funds that were in the accounts. And so that also increased the PPA to the SA. So at this point, This inaccuracy was recently discovered about a month ago. So, of course, we scrambled trying to amend our ROPS. It was too late to do that. The county has agreed with the inaccuracies. The DOF is aware of them as well and also agrees that the PPA was inaccurately calculated. And so at this point, assuming and the hopeful approval of the loan agreement, the ROPS will be submitted to the DOF and the successor agency finance department is going to be working with the DOF on going back through all of the RVTTF payments. In addition, the payment of enforceable obligations to finally get an accurate amount. But at this point, the successor agency and the city is seeking the approval of the loan agreement for $1,315,920. And we're assuming that the repayment to the city will be through the first distribution for ROPS 25-26. So this is not an ongoing loan agreement. It is a one-time payment. But again, in the loan agreement, it has that if there's not enough RPTTF to pay forceful obligations in addition to this loan, then it'll roll onto the next ROPS. And it can be paid also from the following January 1, 2026 payment. So we're hoping there's gonna be enough money to repay it. And Health and Safety Code Section 34173H, which is in the dissolution law, allows a city to provide a loan to a successor agency if there's insufficient RPTTF and forceful obligations. And we've tracked the language and the requirements of that section in the loan agreement. Just to summarize, according to that section, all the other forceful obligations on the ROPS are to be paid before the loan is to be repaid. So that is on there. The receipt of the loan funds must be added to the ROPS subject to the Oversight Board approval, which it was, and the Oversight Board approval approved that on January 16th on condition of the loan agreement being approved. The interest payable on the loan is calculated on a fixed annual simple basis not to exceed the LAIF rate, and repayment is applied first to principal and then to interest. And all obligations are subordinate to other enforceable obligations on the ROP. So all of that is in the loan agreement. And we would respectfully request that the Oversight Board approve the loan agreement at this time, which based on the January 16th approvals would render the ROPs approved as well. And so we would submit that to the DOF as soon as possible.
Okay, any further discussion? Seeing none, I'll make the motion to adopt the a resolution of the San Diego Countywide Redevelopment Successor Agency Oversight Board approving the loan agreement between the City of Imperial Beach and the Imperial Beach Redevelopment Agency Successor Agency in order for the successor agency to pay certain enforceable obligations and administrative costs. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Max, will you please have a roll call?
Yes, Vice Chair. Brian Haggerty.
Haggerty, aye.
Rebecca Jones.
Aye.
Daniel Troy.
Aye.
Max, if I could interject.
Yes.
The teleconferencing rules require that for Board Member Troy to participate, it would need to be agendized with his address and be open to the public. Because that was not done, I don't think Board Member Troy should vote on this item for Brown Act compliance.
Thank you, Palmer. Samuel Merrill.
Aye.
Corinne Wilson.
Aye.
Vice Chair, that motion passes with four members voting aye.
Okay. Thank you so much. Moving on to communications received. Max, did we receive any communications this morning?
Yes, we did an inquiry from San Marcos Successor Agency about the deadline for submitting an agenda item for April 17 meeting, but they didn't provide any other details.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And did we receive so no future agenda items? Correct
question.
All right. The next meeting will be February 20th, 2025 at 10 a.m., then followed by March 20th, 10 a.m., April 17th, 10 a.m., and then May 15th at 10 a.m. So with that, I would adjourn the meeting. Any further discussions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so now your deadline is Friday, correct?
Yeah.
So, okay, so now we're back to the office.
Yeah, 10,000.